Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 25th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Acceleration time / ejection time ratio compared to mean gradient as a predictor of clinical outcomes post-TAVR. This study evaluated the acceleration time to ejection time ratio as an alternative hemodynamic measurement to mean gradient for assessing prosthetic valve function after transcatheter aortic valve replacement. The study found that the acceleration time to ejection time ratio may be a more reliable predictor of clinical outcomes post-transcatheter aortic valve replacement compared to mean gradient, potentially reducing the influence of cardiac output and pressure recovery confounders. These findings suggest that acceleration time to ejection time ratio could improve the evaluation of valve performance and risk stratification in patients following transcatheter aortic valve replacement. Article number 2, 1-year outcomes of transfemoral transcatheter mitral valve replacement with the EOS system, the MISCEND study. The MISCEND study, a prospective single-arm trial, evaluated the Edwards EOS transcatheter mitral valve replacement system in patients with clinically significant mitral regurgitation at high surgical risk. Results showed that transfemoral transcatheter mitral valve replacement with the EOS system demonstrated acceptable safety and efficacy at 1 year, offering a potential treatment option for high-risk patients with symptomatic mitral regurgitation. Further research is warranted to compare this approach with other mitral valve interventions. Article number 3. Trends and late outcomes in elderly patients undergoing mitral valve interventions in the United States. This study analyzed Medicare claims data to determine trends and outcomes of mitral valve interventions in elderly patients. The study identified utilization trends in mitral valve intervention and factors associated with 5-year mortality, offering insights into long-term outcomes for elderly patients undergoing these procedures. These findings help inform clinical decision-making and resource allocation in the management of mitral valve disease in older adults. Article number 4. Percutaneous coronary intervention in multivessel disease, an infarct-related cardiogenic shock, a danger shock substudy. This danger shock substudy investigated the association between percutaneous coronary intervention strategy and outcomes in patients with ST segment elevation myocardial infarction-related cardiogenic shock and multivessel disease. The study provides evidence regarding optimal percutaneous coronary intervention strategies in this high-risk population. The results help refine guidelines for percutaneous coronary intervention in patients with ST segment elevation myocardial infarction complicated by cardiogenic shock and multivessel disease. Article number 5, drug-coated balloons in the European Registry of Chronic Total Occlusion, the ERCTO registry. This study analyzed data from the European Registry of Chronic Total Occlusion to investigate the use of drug-coated balloons in percutaneous coronary intervention for chronic total occlusions. The findings provide insights into the frequency of use, patient and lesion characteristics, and outcomes associated with drug-coated balloon use in chronic total occlusion PCI. The results support the role of drug-coated balloons in chronic total occlusion PCI for limiting stent length and addressing distal vessel disease. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.